Yo,
good
morning. I need a light on because I feel very
early. I know. I'm like, I have spots.
Last I know.
This is the best I can do right now.
This is Carson and Avery at 8 in the morning with coffee and talking
hockey. 7:30.
Mm-hmm. Well, good morning, hockey girls.
Good morning.
Hockey girlies.
We're going to ignore all that.
Yours
is fine. We're going to ignore this.
We're going to pretend that everything looks great. And it does.
Yes.
Things are good. Wow. Okay. So preseason started and is now
finally
wrapped up, right? Like we're just like pretty much done. Yeah. We're pretty much done. And that's fun. So the 2022-2023 season is on its way. Bow, 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 bow.
Love it.
I think that's exciting.
I miss hockey.
I know. This is like
so much.
Best time of the year. I know most people look forward to this year because they're like, oh my gosh, football's back. And you know, this, that, and the other thing. I'm like, yeah, that's
love
great.
Football.
But hockey.
Man.
Yeah. Hockey's but just, let's talk.
It's always on. It's
always on. Always. And there's always a game to watch all day, like every all day, day, every day.
Just about.
So, like with football, it's like you got days, you know, like there's Thursday night football. There's what is it? Friday. I thought, is there not? It's Wednesday night. Football?
I don't know. I stick with Saturdays for college football.
Oh, well, that there's night. I mean, I know the big one, obviously you want to be on Monday night football.
Then what the fuck is on Thursday?
Is more football. There's football.
Hockey is our sport.
Yeah. I'm kind of confusing myself. I don't know. Never mind. I don't want to talk football. Cause clearly I know nothing.
No one's
about
here
football.
For that.
No one is here to listen to us talk about that. So let's talk about hockey. That was a mess.
One thing we can do.
The one thing we can do here is talk about hockey. Oh, by the way, before I jump any further, by the way, this podcast is not affiliated with any league. That's just a blanket statement.
The organization and the AHL, NHL.
None of them. Nada. Zilch. Zero. Nothing. Not a single one. We are just two girls drinking coffee and talking hockey. Woo!
I know. And usually it's like a seltzer or something. Look at us.
I know.
Is this our grown-up era?
Maybe.
Oh my God.
We got up early.
Acting like adults.
Wow. Damn. I love being an adult, a grown-up. Wow. I'm making big girl moves. Look at us. I mean, there's like a pound of dry shampoo in my hair, but
Right. I'm like, I had to take my lashes off the other night. Like,
I don't know if
where we're at.
Yeah. Hashtag adult.
So
let's touch a little bit. Let's jump into it a little bit on like preseason games. We're both going to be super honest. Super honest. We watched not a lot. Are we adults? Maybe. Did we do our job with this? No. We flopped.
But it is preseason, so it doesn't technically count. They're still
right.
Figuring it out.
What we
We're
watched, though,
back of things.
What we did watch was all seemed really, really good for the most part, I would say. We've got a couple injuries. We've got already, which great start to the season. Love that.
Yeah.
Love when we start out with injuries.
Great.
So I did go to a game that I actually did watch. Oh, okay, yeah. I went to two.
I went to a game that I actually did watch. What?
Right.
You went to two.
Right. Did I watch any of the second one? Not
really.
So the first one I went to was Knights versus Kings. If you're following us on social media, you saw me there. I thought that was an okay game. We lost. But honestly, like team wise, I felt like we did okay. We held our own for the most part. We kind of fell apart in the second, which seems to be like the Golden Knights like MO. I keep saying we, but anyways, that seems to be the Golden Knights MO is just kind of like falling apart in the second and then digging yourself out of a hole in the third. It was was fine. And then they did do a practice shootout, which was fun.
I love when they do that. Shootouts get me hyped. Everyone hates them. I love them.
Everyone kind of left. Everyone in my section kind of left because they didn't know. Like, they didn't announce it super fast that they were doing a practice shootout. Like, I thought they would have announced it earlier. They didn't. And then when they finally did, once they finally did and they got it started, girl, that literally went for, like, if I remember right, like 15 to like 18 rounds.
Yeah.
Until finally the Knights won.
They make sure, I think it's like they try to have almost everybody get at it.
But they all kept missing. Like, they all literally, which was good on the goalies. Like, our goalies were actually like doing both the goalies.
Net for Golden Knights?
I believe it was Hill. If I remember right, it was Hill. Because Thompson went out in the middle of the second, I think.
Oh, this is the game we lost.
Yes.
I remember. Okay.
Yeah, we lost this game.
I clearly was not there. I think I was at Dancing with the Stars that night.
Yeah, you were. Yeah. So we lost that game, but we won the shootout, which was cool. But literally they just kept missing. Like, no one was scoring. And it literally went for like
that much more intense.
19 rounds. It was crazy. I think it went for like 15 or something, but I literally posted
what's usually the norm, like during regular season.
Yeah.
If you're new here and new to hockey, we're going to explain it. Shootouts will happen only during regular season if the game is still tied at the end of overtime. Overtime is like 5 minutes of 3-on-3. And if it's still tied at the end of that, then it goes to a shootout.
Yes. Well, and that was the cool thing about the game that I was at. It did go to overtime. So Knights, we came back. We came back in the third. Well, right. Like I said, we're not affiliated. It's going to keep happening. Saying we, and I don't mean it. The Knights, they came back in the third, they went into overtime, and then they got a penalty. If I remember right, it was Kessel. He got like two penalties during the game and an assist. Okay, that was the other thing I wanted to mention.
I love him already.
I texted Avery. I totally forgot to text you after the game about this. I texted you and I was like, hey, like, Phil got an assist and then promptly got a penalty. Or like got a penalty and then promptly got an assist. Like, it was one of those, right?
One of those two.
And we both were like, wow, what an icon. Yeah, what a legend. Like, way to start out the season with that.
Oh, God.
And then literally the whole rest of the game, he got another penalty. But after that, I was like, honestly, lackluster. Like, I was not.
Are you shitting me?
I was not, like, impressed. I was like, he's kind of just here. Like, he's just. That was my thought after that game.
Wow.
I really was not.
I'm shocked.
He was just fine. Like, he really like wasn't doing anything that I was like, oh yay, Phil Kessel's here. But I was like,
was it kind of just the excitement of it, kind of like when we Jack Eichel was acquired by Vegas?
No, because I feel like Jack Eichel actually like he scored, like it
was like hot for a second and then it slowed down again. I think
true.
Like, I saw it in the from other people. They were like, I don't really see the big
The hype. Yeah. I'd say it was a little bit like that. I feel like everyone is like, oh my gosh, Phil Kessel's here. I'm like, what is that?
Honestly, I fuck with Phil Kessel.
I'm like, what is that doing for us? That quite honestly, like, and like we said, it's preseason. And
so a lot of the Golden Knights roster during preseason was made up of guys from the Silver Knights trying to compete for a roster spot for the NHL.
Yes.
So it's like a lot of them are about to get called down again.
Yeah,
the minors back to like another whatever,
a different team.
And so it could just be that he's not actually playing with a lot of the guys that are going to be playing. Lines haven't been established completely yet.
He was on I don't remember much of the second game that I went to. I'll just put that out there.
I spent a lot of the second game talking. I feel really bad.
I spent most of it talking and drinking. So I really was not there. I was at that game.
Dude, I called you afterwards as I was like crossing the street and she answered the phone.
Uh-huh.
Did not know she answered the phone. And like 2 minutes later, she was like, hello.
I looked down at my phone.
I was like, you answered. Oh shit. Like,
bro, when I tell you, I drank quite a bit. I drank quite a bit at that game.
From the
Knights and Kings game, Kessel was on Eichel's line.
Okay.
So
it was Kessel, Eichel, and who did you know?
It was, oh my gosh, who was it that got the assist with Kessel? I think Smith. Does that make sense?
Dang. Because obviously we've been set, teams been
was it Smith? Out
like, I don't know.
I put it on the story.
I could be on my phone for like 4 hours.
Yeah. I put it on the Instagram story. That'll still take me a second to find.
If you go to Dancing with the Stars, you're not allowed to be on your phone.
That makes sense.
Especially live stream now, so you can't be on your phone. But
anyway, it was.
That's why I missed all the Kings updates.
It was. Yeah. So it's Eichel, Kessel, and Smith. Or it was, at least, that game. I don't remember much from the Arizona game.
They've been switching it up about every game just to
see. Yeah, I figured.
But that's what season's for.
But I just expected so much more from that. And especially with them being teamed up, it was like, oh, that'll be great. And with Smith, like, that's cool.
But at the same time, you do got to think about 90% of the time, Smith is on a line with Carlson and Marshy. And right. They play together for years. They gel together really well. They know how right. each other plays super well.
It wasn't Smith that I was like, oh, that's the problem. No, it was, I was like, Kessel's not really doing it for me.
Kessel with two guys on a line and they're fire players, but like maybe they haven't learned how to play with each other well just yet. That's what this is
exactly
for. That's why we're doing this. That's why all the lines are being mixed up.
That's why I was like, after that game, I felt kind of bad.
Like preseason kind of pisses me off because it's like,
I know.
Does my team. Like, are we doing good? Are we not doing good? Like, what's going on with my team? And that goes for literally every fan, every team.
Everywhere, yeah.
Like, okay, so oh God, does my team suck? Like, that's
I know.
It's like, oh shit.
Well, that's
why. Like, oh yeah, and then you lose another and you're like, oh God, okay.
Yeah. That's why I felt bad leaving that game. That's why I felt bad leaving that game because I was like, oh, why do I not really, I just didn't get the hype. I was like, I feel like we got this player and we've hyped him up, but for what? Like,
I have a good feeling he's going to be.
And also,
I love him.
And granted, like a devil's advocate for myself, like it was preseason, so maybe he wasn't going full force. He was like, cool. Like, I'm just kind of
save it for the 11th.
But there were other. I mean, I remember the guy behind me. He was like, oh my gosh, like. When other lines were out there with more like prospects or whatever, he was like, oh my gosh, these guys are like hitting hard. And they were putting some hard hits. And I wanted to turn around and be like, that's because they're prospects. They're fighting for a spot. Like
literally, this is their time to prove themselves.
Yeah. He was like, oh my gosh.
Kessel's already been proven.
Yeah. He was like, oh my gosh, they're hitting like it's, you know, playoffs. I'm like, okay, first of all,
they're
done. And second of all, even if they were, it's because they're auditioning, basically. This is their audition.
To put it in our terms.
To put it in my terms.
They're auditioning.
This is their audition. Exactly. So they've got their headshots, you know, they've got the resume, they've got it, they've given it to the director, and they're like, sorry.
She's behind the bench with like a folder, just like, no.
Yeah.
No, you're cut.
Yeah. Yes. So those are my preseason thoughts. Any other preseason thoughts I had? Fleury is looking good, which
amazing.
Rip, he always does. We miss him. And by that, I mean me. I miss him.
Terribly.
Yeah.
I think it's safe to say a lot of the Vegas community misses Flower.
Yeah.
Terribly.
Vegas for sure felt that loss.
We still do. It's painful. Yeah. There's like a deep hole right here.
Right. Wild and Canes are starting out strong, which is good for them. I don't like the Wild. I think I'm gonna probably watch a lot more Canes games this season. I like watching them.
They have Coughlin.
Right.
And who the fuck else do they have? They got someone else kind of sick. No, we don't like Brent Burns. That is a we statement. We These two do not like Brent Burns. I think
him.
Ew. I think we just, we both literally, you mentioned it last time. Both of us, ew. Immediate reaction.
Yeah.
But
also,
we love patches. We love yeah. Patches.
Also, obviously, patch. Of course.
We love.
Yes.
Sorry. Keep going.
Our hearts go out to Lightning and Panthers and all of Florida with, you know, everything that they're dealing with the hurricane. Lightning had to evacuate to Nashville, which was crazy.
Yeah.
So really, really just thoughts and prayers with everyone there. There were other, you had some preseason stuff. So, okay. Zegras.
Yes. First, real quick though. First. So remember how last episode we were like, someone from the Ducks got moved. Can't remember who it is.
That's right.
I figured it out. Sonny Milano.
Right. Where did he go?
So he technically went to the Flames, I believe, but
technically went to the Flames.
They made him do a professional tryout. So he wasn't.
See, it's exactly all an audition.
Professional tryouts really fucking suck, in my opinion.
Yeah, what the
they
hell?
Suck. And as of yesterday, head coach Daryl Sutter said he was, quote, unimpressed with Sonny as well as Cody Eakin. Cody Eakin had a professional tryout as well.
Eakin, no.
I know. I didn't even know he fucking left the Sabres.
I didn't either. What the heck? This is news to me.
I was like, hold on.
Oh, so he's not with Tuck and Krebs anymore.
No.
Big sad.
Alex Tuck is carrying that team. Ugh.
Yeah.
I love him. I
hope his back's okay from carrying the team.
He's strong enough. He'll carry it. He's
yeah.
Strong.
Him and Krebs both.
Krebs has stepped the fuck up. I love
it. They went in there and they said,
they're going to have a sick ass season again. I can feel it.
But, I hope they do. Yeah.
But yeah. So Sonny Milano
wow.
is apparently, he might be released from the professional tryout.
Unimpressed.
And remain, I believe that means. He remained
Nita Kessel. I remain unimpressed.
What was it you said at the game the other day? Flop behavior.
Flop behavior. Yeah, that's something. Okay.
I've never heard you say that before.
Oh my God.
Okay. You texted that and I was like, what the fuck does this mean?
Flop. Flop behavior. I mind you, that'll probably be in my vocabulary a lot this season. My other friend Ricky, who I've probably talked about on the podcast before, he went to
probably
me.
Probably seen him before. Let's be honest.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. So he was on. I went to the game with him for the Arizona Coyotes game.
I was there, by the way, but we yes. did not sit together.
We did not sit together.
We were with other friends.
Yes, and literally the whole time we were talking and whatnot. But that's something that he and I both say. We'll just be like flop behavior.
I've never heard him say that either.
Oh my gosh. We say it all the time.
Since I've like been at that house.
Yeah. Seen us in person. Yeah. That is something that like, yeah, we call each other flops. We'll call our friends flops. Like if you're just like lackluster, flop behavior. So expect that for the rest of the season from me. So just
because I know you said twice and I was like, I don't know what this means.
Yeah. That's what's going on in my world.
Make it a weekly thing. Just who has been this week's like flop or not.
Flop or not.
Flop or not. This week is going to be, well, I feel bad saying Sonny. He's adorable.
We could say Cody, I guess.
We could say Hockey Canada. But.
But yeah, the flop this lifetime.
We'll get to
flop behavior. Flop behavior.
Flop behavior. Hockey Canada.
Is this not the segue?
This is not the segue, but we'll get to it.
We have more to talk about, but just remember in like 5 or so minutes that the flops right now is Hockey Canada. Are Hockey Canada. Yeah. They are the flops.
Anyways, so Sonny Milano, we got to keep an eye out for him. He might be released any day.
Yeah.
If he doesn't like show up for Saturday. So I think that means he remains a free agent and just
that's spooky. Until,
I know. I'm like, I don't know what happens then. We got to figure it out.
Yeah, that sucks.
Back to Trevor Zegras.
Homeboy's injured.
Boy's injured already. He's day to day, so it's not anything crazy. But
boy got decked.
Fucker got bodied in the neutral zone. Like, I saw it and I was like, dang.
Damn.
That was great to watch. I'm not going to lie to you. It sucked because it's Zegras, but like,
yeah.
Good fucking hit.
A good hit. Who was it? that hit him.
It was. Ooh, here's a name.
Ooh.
I don't know how to say it.
Don't ask me.
There's two J's and they might be like an H, but I don't know.
Who puts two J's in their name?
It's like the first name starts with a J and the last name starts with a J.
Ah.
One could really be like a J sound, but one could be an H sound. And I don't know.
Oh no. You're showing.
You're normally the one to fuck up names.
I know. I'm usually the
I'll
one.
Text that's it to you.
Yeah.
But it's a player on the Yotes.
Oh, the Yotes bodied Trevor Zegras.
Bodied Trevor Zegras. Like, do you know how weird that was? I totally thought it was a different team too, because I saw the highlights after and I was like, what?
Oh, not that.
Literally. Oh. See?
John Yannick.
Like, it could be like a Y, it could be an H.
Yeah, I would say Yannick.
Let's say, like, yeah, we'll go with Yannick.
We'll go with it.
We'll go with Yannick. Dude, literally. And it was like, it looked like a clean hit. But Zegras down hard. And he saw it coming. So, you know, makes it kind of fair. But
yeah.
I think I watched it like 8 times. I could not believe it.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Yannick. He's from Czech Republic. So.
Oh, it's definitely Yannick.
Yeah.
There you go. Well,
makes sense.
I wonder, is he a rookie? Do we know?
Probably.
If he's throwing a hit like that on fucking Zegras, yeah. Damn. That takes a lot of fucking guts to just go after literally their star forward.
Right? Yeah. He's a prospect.
The same fucking thing. Prospect? There you go. Boom.
I believe,
That's why he's knocking him around. That's ridiculous. But he's fighting her for his roster spot. And on that note, Cody Glass.
Oh my God. The Cody video Glass
made the Nashville Predators opening night roster.
When I tell you that video, Avery sent me the video.
He started crying.
He started crying and it was so sweet. I am such a Cody Glass fan. Like,
we always have been from day one.
Legend. Legend.
We literally we'll be like, oh, what a legend. And we'll be like, oh, Cody. Yeah. Like, we have the name.
That's the name. He's an icon.
We're talking about it's Cody Glass.
When I tell you, never once has he ever had flop behavior.
Never.
So, never. Never has, never will.
He's amazing in every way.
He's so
good. He deserves everything.
He
deserves every good thing in this world. Okay. So the fact he's finally back in the majors.
Love it.
Majors, it's not the ball, but you know what I mean. Dude,
the majors.
Early.
Why?
Let's say the minors for what he's been on the minors.
Yeah.
That majors. It's just the vocabulary. Mitch made the Predators opening night roster and started crying.
I'm so happy. I cried too.
I'm so proud.
Yeah. And he's just been building up his confidence and
he took the worst fucking injury when he was with the Golden Knights. And both of us, I think, were at that game.
We were, yeah.
What happened? His knee went straight into the goalpost. And it was had to be like damn near carried off the ice. Like, it was scary to watch. And because he's our age.
Yeah. He's like, literally like a year younger than us.
This could be so bad. He's been pretty much in the minors ever since. We had to Vegas lost his contract. What is the affiliate team that he went to?
The Milwaukee Admirals.
That one. So he's been there. Yeah. And he's played preseason with the Preds. I think it was last year. Don't quote me on that.
This is his second year with Nashville and the
organization. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he finally made like the NHL roster again. And I'm just beaming.
So happy.
He deserves everything.
And for opening night too. Like, I love that. Because get this. This is what I wanted to touch on. Their opening night is in Europe. Their game openers
Told me this and I didn't put two and two together.
I know. So the Predators and the Sharks are playing. I know. They're playing October 7th and 8th, both of their game openers in Europe. That is where Cody Glass is starting his season with the Predators. How fucking exciting.
Dad doesn't go out there. I'm going to cry. He has to.
That, yeah. Cody's
dad loves this kid.
I just wish Cody Glass nothing but happiness and joy and sunshine and daisies and
love everything. It's just...
I'm just glad that injury that he had when he was with the Knights
did not...
It was bad. I was scared that it was going to end his career. I really was.
You were up at the top. I was like near the end. Like we were texting like furiously. Yeah. Like, oh fuck.
Well, no, I mean like even like after when he like was in recovery for a while, it seemed like. And I really was like, oh fuck, like that might have been
it could have been
not like even just a season ender. That could have been career ending. Yeah. And I'm so glad that it wasn't, obviously. Because now look at him. He's starting in Europe.
I'm so excited. I love it.
I'm so happy for him.
I still have like flashbacks of him scoring his first NHL goal with the Knights in his first game. And he's like pointing at his, oh God. I like,
so cute.
I have goosebumps. I love him.
Legend.
True. Oh my gosh. And another deal thing before we get into big news.
Okay, perfect. I was like, we had one more thing for
preseason. There's a little segue with the roster spot. So I had to take it. But Matt Barzal.
Yeah. Okay, that was the other cool thing.
Locked the fuck up for the Islanders.
Looked it busy, bitch.
8 years, averaging 73.2 mil.
Yes. When I tell you I saw that come across my Instagram feed, I was like, shut up.
Literally. And I'm shocked they didn't come to a deal sooner, but
yeah.
I feel like this May, and Islanders games, I love going to. Mm-hmm. I think they're fun. As much as I love the Rangers, there's so much beef there.
Yeah.
Islanders games are fun. I have a soft spot for Barzy. But I feel like this might end up turning into another Patrice Bergeron situation.
Oh. Why do you feel like that?
I love Barzy, and Barzy loves the Isles, obviously.
Right.
He doesn't play anywhere else. He said so. But because it's 8 years for this much money, they're not just going to dump him anywhere in the middle of it. I don't see that happening.
Right.
But I feel like it'll be so long and just such a long stretch of just not going anywhere else that like he may end up getting sick of it. And I hope that doesn't happen. I love Barzy and he loves the team and he's great. But I like, you saw, they saw Patrice, they brought him back for another year. After he thought he was fucking done.
Yeah.
And literally you could just see it on his face, like the exhaustion and like drained. And I'm like, oh God, like, is that going to be Barzy in 8 years?
Well, okay. Okay.
Like I love Barzy's dick ass deal. He plays great for the team, but I see he may get a little.
I mean, like there have been plenty of players who have stayed with one team their entire career. I mean, look at Crosby.
I love Crosby.
So, I mean, maybe. Real I hope not, because it seems like he loves the Islanders. Like, he loves that organization.
I don't know what, maybe there's something going on, but just seeing his, like, personality, I guess, from, like.
It's changed a bit, I feel like.
You saw it too, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've, like, been over there and been to games, and I've seen it. And I've seen it in his playing style a little bit more so as of late. And I'm just like, he and Tito aren't, like, besties anymore. I mean, they are probably, but.
Yeah.
Not like it was.
Oh, I'm so glad we were on the same page and we didn't even know about that. I thought that all last season.
Yeah, I because thought the whole time. I mean, I know he started dating somebody and that could have definitely played into it, but
who knows?
I don't know. I'm not involved in that.
I remember, was it 2 years ago? 2 or 3 years. Because when did he start? I don't even remember. Has it been like 3 years?
The Islanders?
Yeah, when did he... When did he start playing with the Islanders?
Barzy?
Yeah. Has it been 3 years already?
It's been a long ass time.
Whenever it was, I believe it was his second season with them that I kind of started paying attention a little bit more to his like stats.
That's his stats, but also because he's hot and we're not going to ignore that.
I mean, yeah.
We all know that's part of the reason.
That was a given.
Of course
it that is. Has to go. That goes unsaid.
Well, now I'm fucking saying it.
Yeah.
It's about to happen, but
that goes unsaid, but we'll talk about that later.
2015.
Okay. Yeah. So we started 2015.
In the Islanders. I don't know if he was a starter then, but before that he was with the Seattle Thunderbirds, where They won the Calder. Anyways.
So it was more, I would say 2019, I think. So it wasn't COVID season.
Give it a few years.
Yeah. I want to say it was 2019 that's when we started like paying attention. Time to
establish himself and everything. You know?
But his personality since then is so, it's literally from what I've noticed. Bread. Yeah. He just seems.
Like what happened? Barzy, love same. You, but what, where's the sparkle?
Yeah.
Where did she go?
So I am curious about what happened there.
I know. Like, I want to know the tea, but I don't.
If there is tea. I feel like there's tea there, I want to know it.
I feel like there's tea.
I know. I don't know. I hope he does well in these next 8 years with them and enjoys it.
He loves the team. He loves Long Island, which is great because Long Island like is not my favorite place personally.
But that would be kind of nuts if they did somehow dump him somewhere.
I would lose my shit, and I think everyone here knows it.
I think that would be a shock.
It would be insane.
Yikes. So there's that. So, time for some drama.
Oh, wait. I have one more. Sorry. I have one more before we
get to behavior. He's a liar.
It blended in with the rest of my notes.
I'm so sorry. Keep going. So,
we all know. The real deal, James Neal.
You didn't tell me anything about James Neal. Keep going.
I forgot because love of my life. Well, I saw Sonny Milano's thing and it reminded me of James Neal's situation. And I was like, oh, fuck, I got to talk about it.
Yeah.
James Neal is the first grown man I ever cried over.
Right.
So we are always going to talk about him. So he parted ways with the Blues middle of last season.
Right.
Went back to the minors.
Right.
And something happened and I can't find out what, but all of a sudden to get back into the NHL, he had to do a professional tryout with the Blue Jackets.
That's right.
How we were talking about.
We did talk about this. Yeah.
Yeah. So he did a professional tryout with the Blue Jackets after 2 preseason games, 1 goal and a little bit over 20 minutes of ice time. He was released. So he is not in the NHL again.
Oh, fuck.
Breaks my fucking heart.
Rip.
I know. I saw that yesterday. Because obviously I knew he was doing the
Blue Jackets.
Yeah. Blue Jackets.
I remember us talking about that.
Yeah. Because that's when I was like, what is going on?
Like, yeah. You were like, of all places? I was like,
all places. Dude. Fucking Ohio.
Ohio?
Ohio?
I'm saying that with my parents being from Ohio. Really? Ohio?
One of my best friends is from Ohio.
I know.
I'm trying to think of it. I know so many fucking people from Ohio. It's weird, but
my parents,
I know.
Yeah.
Dude, Trent's from Ohio. Sally. They're all fucking,
all of them
ridiculous. Anyway,
to Ohio.
Well, not anymore. Cause they fucking released the real deal.
Yeah. So fuck my you, Ohio.
All over again.
Yeah.
So, I saw that yesterday in the midst of like looking for the rest of this next story.
Yeah.
But I was just so upset.
That sucks.
I'm like, the boy's amazing. He's,
I know,
so great. He has the cutest 2 dogs.
What does that have to do with anything?
They're just really adorable.
Okay.
I think one of them's a pit.
Fuck.
I love James Neal.
I know. That's another player that I'm like, we shouldn't have released him, but we did. Yeah. But we did. So time.
He has 1 dog.
Time for the drama.
Anyways, the drama.
The drama.
The real key. So this is something definitely more serious. It happened a few years ago. Blue
years ago, like,
broke up over the summer. So we.
A few years ago, like 2003, a few years ago, right?
18. So it was like recent.
Never mind.
Yeah.
There was another article that mentioned something that happened in 2003. That's what
I was probably related. And it probably has something to do with another part of this that I'm going to talk about. Cause there's so many things going on.
Yes.
And it's not going to slow down anytime soon, but it's worth talking about. Cause it's.
So if you have or haven't heard, we are referring to the situation with Hockey Canada and Avery, take it away.
Yes. All right. So we're going to recap it real quick because I only really found out the tea about this like in the
yesterday.
Past
yeah. weeks.
Yesterday. Yeah. It keeps unfolding. And I didn't know that this happened a few years ago.
Yeah.
It's a lot of stuff. So if you're like me, here's what happened. Ready? Yeah. Ready? Great.
Ready.
So basically Hockey Canada there was a sexual assault incident in 2018 involving 8 players from that year's World Juniors Canada team. At the time, it was handled kind of immediately. Literally, it started the day after when the boys left.
Yeah.
It was in London in Canada?
Yep, London.
Yeah, London. Hockey Canada officials did not require players to cooperate with the investigation and went on to say that they don't know then or now who the involved players were, and the investigation was closed. No charges filed. That was 2018. Oof. Yeah. And this past April, so 2022, the woman involved filed a civil suit with Ontario's Superior Court of Justice. Within a few weeks, Hockey Canada settled with her out of court for an undisclosed amount. Now, it's been reopened, the investigation has.
Yeah.
Because now it's like they had to liquidate a bunch of their,
assets.
Yeah, they had to like a fuck ton to settle this girl for the end of the amount. And that caused some concern. And once it blew up, investigation is back open. And so now here we are. Part of Hockey Canada's testimony said that they deal with several allegations every year. Mm-hmm. And it was later reported by the Canadian press, actually, that Hockey Canada keeps a separate fund to cover uninsured liabilities, including claims of sexual abuse, so that they can settle specifically with this fund. Now the investigation was reopened. The players are forced to cooperate, or they lose opportunities to represent Canada in any future competitions or presentations as a whole, which, interesting.
I do wonder, though, that whole like separate fund that you were just talking about, I wonder if that's just Hockey Canada. Like, I wonder if there's other organizations.
I have no idea. I will say they've apparently had that since, like, I want to say early 2000s or like 90s. Don't quote me on that.
I think the article that I read was talking about 2003 and something like, in like,
well, we don't fund it anymore, but it's still there and that's what they use it for.
Yeah.
But since then, Sport Canada has froze all federal funding to Hockey Canada, and Hockey Canada is losing corporate sponsors left and right.
Yeah. They just lost like 5 yesterday.
They did. And so that's why this is like, oh shit, we need to look into this even more. And that's why we're talking about it. So this week specifically.
Well, did you hear how much they've had to pay out?
Actually, no, I didn't.
Yeah. The one article I read on it,
the chair, her testimony, all this, we're going in.
They've paid out as of like recently, they've paid out $7.6 million in 9 settlements.
Holy
shit. Nine. Can you believe that?
It's
freaking disgusting, frankly, but
it really is. But
I read that and I was like, you're joking.
It's interesting too, that you bring that up now, actually, because it's 9 settlements, but the chair of the board. So the Hockey Canada chair of board of directors. Okay. Her name is Andrea Skinner. She testified this week.
Right.
She is defending the organization's actions and this whole fund that they have, saying that they don't use it and they never add to it and it's not covered. But like the registration fees for Hockey Canada go to it. And that's been proven. So she's defending this to the Canadian parliamentary members, saying that she felt hockey as a sport was being targeted unfairly by claims of cultural toxicity. And she's essentially saying that the media made it seem a lot worse. So she's like, yeah, and to sum it up, she's basically like, yeah, well, all this happens. Why is it all being put on Hockey Canada? It's like, okay, like, because you guys handled it like absolute fucking assholes, first of all.
And yeah, then you lied about it. Handled it so poorly.
Like, and she's like, no, well, we acted maturely. It's like, no, you didn't, because you're trying to sweep it under.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's not, that's not how you do
things. No.
And like, obviously we'd be stupid to say that stuff like this doesn't happen. As horrible as it is, it does happen.
Yeah.
You know,
well, we don't wish it to happen.
There's a way to handle it. There's a way to not handle it.
Yeah. And
that's the reality of it.
We've been seeing more and more the ways to not handle it, mm-hmm. being called out, which is good. like yeah. with the Blackhawks last season.
Yes.
Holy hell. That was in the news.
That's fucking crazy.
Nonstop. Which, as it should be.
Yeah.
And call it out.
Now that this is being investigated again and the players are being forced to cooperate this time, because last time they weren't.
Right.
Which is also like huge red flag. Like we've seen other situations where like players will cooperate and they have no issue doing it and they handle it themselves. And it all like works out, you know? And
yeah,
as bad as that sounds, it does, but this is entirely fucking crazy. And so basically the only people defending Hockey Canada are like the board of directors themselves.
Mm-hmm. Which is not a good look.
Even the fucking Justin Trudeau, the prime minister, chimed in and was like, there needs to be change.
I literally have a quote from him written down. Yeah. Ready? He literally said there needs to be wholesale change. Yep. And also went on to say that a new organization called Canada Hockey should be created if no change is made soon.
Yeah.
Which honestly, like when he said that, I was like, okay. Yeah.
And honestly,
you couldn't have come up with a more original name, but
right? Come on, man. Nothing going on upstairs. But
no. Which like I don't want to laugh at a situation.
No, of course not.
But like, I do want to laugh at Justin Trudeau.
That's what you're gonna, your prime minister, that's what you're gonna say.
I know. Like
buddy.
Think of something better.
Ridiculous. But so now that it's becoming more and more public, this investigation is not over. The next person to testify will be former CEO Bob Nicholson. There's no set date for that yet, but it's still going. It's not slowing down anytime soon. And it's getting more dramatic by the day because as of yesterday, Hockey Quebec split. They split from Hockey Canada.
Right.
That ties completely. Decided Tuesday night, citing that it no longer has, quote, confidence in the ability of Hockey Canada to act effectively to change the culture of hockey with the structure in place, end quote. And also as of yesterday, Tim Hortons is no longer sponsoring Hockey Canada men's competitions.
Yeah.
Along with them is Scotiabank, Canadian Tire, and Toulouse. I don't know what that one is.
Major sponsors though. Like those are not
Tim Hortons. That is Canada.
Yeah.
That is Canada. So that's fucking huge for me. And then even today, like now that it's made national news, I woke up to a tweet at 5 a.m. saying like Tim Hortons, no more. And I was like, oh my God, like this is, it's fucking crazy.
It's nuts. But like,
but I'm kind of glad it's getting the attention it deserves.
Yeah. And like, just handle things properly.
Yeah.
And you won't have, and like,
they're just trying to save their own asses. It looks like, and their players' career, because their players had just won gold in the 2018 World Juniors.
It's so unfortunate because like you see these situations, like I'll reference it again with the Blackhawks, like that was years ago, right? And you're like, okay, that was a totally, like if you think like culturally, that was a different time, things were handled differently then, which is like really unfortunate. Mm-hmm. And then thank God they were, you know, that bad handling was called out years later, things got resolved, right? Sort of.
This was like 2-3 years ago.
This was 3 years ago. And yeah. 4 years ago?
Three years. Four-ish.
3 to 4 years ago.
Yes.
2018. You'd think after so many movements, Me Too, all of this stuff, you'd think you would have a better handling of the situation, and you don't. Like, And now it's being called out and you're going to like try to defend. It's like, oh no,
We're not getting into the details of like what actually happened. Cause I feel like that's not necessary.
No. Yeah. No, but
not respectful to the girl. That's not the like players. Like it's just, it's not our business to recap what specifically happened, but the way that this was handled was awful.
Awful.
And it happened within hours, like hours after the actual act happened.
Yeah.
It was already like, well, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Like it was the biggest thing for me is that immediately when this became a problem, they're not forcing their players to cooperate with an investigation. That's like rule number one. Like, why would you not, if you're so confident that you don't know what happened and you don't know who was involved, like then why not have them cooperate?
Here's my thing.
Or lose their job.
Like, if you just handle things properly the right way the first time, then you won't have to defend yourself.
Yes, 90% of the time.
You won't have to defend yourself years later when it all comes to light and now you look worse. Not you look bad to start with because this happened. Yeah. Then you handle it poorly. Now you really look bad. Then you don't even talk about it till years later when it finally comes to light. Now you look like shit. Like,
because they're just defending themselves, which
they're not even defending
They're not even defending players. Now being forced to collaborate, which I do appreciate.
Yeah.
But it's like, the only people that are agreeing with, like, and it's the higher ups of Hockey Canada,
right,
that are in charge of all this. And also, I hate to be this asshole, but the fact that it's a woman saying all this, like, in court, that kind of irked me.
And same. I'm like,
it took me a minute because I saw the last name and I was like, okay, whatever. And then it says, oh, and she believes this. And I was like, hold on.
Yeah.
What?
I have a lot of thoughts on that.
That's super interesting. Like, yeah. I know that there's people like that out there, but holy shit, you are quite literally being the face of Hockey Canada right now in a testimony. And like, it sounds like it's their version of the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
It sounds like it. Don't quote me on that.
But just their version of like government.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Girl, that is a bad look.
It's sad as like another female to like see someone like
another defend female in sports. Yeah. It's sad to watch as a girl as a whole. Like, crap like this is not to be taken lightly.
No, and it deters girls from
there's a lot more sports. I could say, but I'll leave it at
that really, like,
yeah,
really, really irks me that she would be the one to be the face of their defense. And it's like,
hey. Now, someone else also testified, but I don't have their name or any quotes. And then the next person is a former CEO, so he's not with the company anymore. He's not with Hockey Canada anymore.
She's with the company.
She's like very, very adamant about it too. And I was like, damn, not gonna lie, that takes some balls to do, but
yeah.
Shit.
That's just sad to me.
Yeah. And it was like that happened this week, literally 2 days later, Hockey Quebec, Tim Hortons, Scotiabank, everybody
dropped them. Literally dropping.
Because it's also, it was Justin Trudeau who also said, like, you're making parents and Canadians lose trust in you as like an organization. Like, when parents get their kids into hockey and into Hockey Canada and all this, it's like, they want to know
that their kids are safe.
Yes, they're safe. They're taken care of, but also that they're like being represented fairly, I think.
Yeah.
That's not
that their safety is a concern, and also like safety of others.
Yeah. Like that management is like responsible, because a lot of these kids at the time they're underaged.
Yeah. I was like, they're kids.
They're quite literally teenagers.
They're kids. They're making really big, poor decisions.
And at this,
and not facing the consequences.
No, they're not. And at this event in 2018, when it happened, it was noted by so many witnesses that they were quite literally overserved. Like, even at like Hockey Canada event, before all this happened, they were overserved. They were really drunk. And then they let them just go out and do whatever they wanted. And like, they were saying that the, supervision was very, very poor, especially teenagers. So it's all around a behavior thing. It's on so many fronts.
Yeah. So many fronts. Supervision. Like, it just always poorly handled from start to finish.
So
I really hope that from this we get better supervision, better handling of situations like this. Like, I kind of hope that people, I know that it takes a lot for people to call it out and say like, hey, like, this happened to me and this was poorly handled. That takes a lot of bravery. It's
so fucking scary.
It's so fucking scary. It takes a lot of bravery, especially if you're the only one that's out there saying like, no, this fucking happened to me. Yeah. And that's just my word. Like, you kind of have to, like, that's terrifying. Yeah. And so
now they're trying to cover their asses, because a lot of the players from that roster are now in the NHL.
Right. But I hope that people continue to be brave and be strong and step out and say, hey, like, hopefully nothing else happened. Hopefully there are no more situations, but if there are, people, you know, step up and look at these other situations that have been called out now and say like, hey, like I also need to tell my truth. This happened to me. There needs to be action taken because no consequences were had. And that's so unfair to me and my safety. Like, and then we can see real change, you know? And
it also starts,
I pray that this is the end and that we don't have to see any more people stepping up and saying, hey, this happened to me. But the reality is like, there probably are people out there that aren't there yet to like say.
And also it's a matter of handling this like an adult.
Yeah. Like,
There's no reason to be immature. There's no reason to lie. There's no reason to like just sweep it under and act like nothing happened. Like that doesn't take care of anything. Even if you do it like behind closed doors, acknowledge that it happened, own up to it like an adult, figure it out.
I get so frustrated now, even more so when these things happen. And then I go back through like social media or whatever, and I see all the statements that organizations will put out like in regards to social causes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, don't be fake.
Yeah.
Don't put up statements and things claiming your organization believes this when you've swept such dirty shit under the rug. Like,
Yeah. And it's
one of those like,
handle it behind closed doors. Fair. Fine. Whatever. But actually fucking handle it like
actually handle it.
A professional company with whoever's involved. Make them own up to it, make them cooperate, own up to it. If you don't want it to be public, fine, but take care of it like a regular fucking person, like a human.
It's very much performative and very much like do as I say, not as I do, one of those things. And I hate that shit. Be fucking for real. Okay. Like,
no,
I'm over it. And granted, like I'm not perfect. You're not perfect, but are we going to handle our shit like adults? Yeah, we are. Why is it so hard for organizations to do that? You know, like just be an adult, handle it properly. And then we won't have to have these discussions like this. Then we can just say like, oh, wow, did you hear about that? Anyways, moving on, you know,
on a somewhat lighter note.
Oh my goodness.
In true hockey girls fashion.
Okay. So Avery just told me this. I didn't witness
literally this. we got on Zoom and I was like, bitch, guess what, did you see the TikTok I sent you? And she was like, no. And I was like, well, here's what happened.
We're segueing horribly out of that last conversation.
I know, but we kind of ended on a lighter
note. We're gonna end this a little bit lighter with our typical hockey girl rants about women in sports, okay, and the jokes. So Biz, I guess, made a joke on TV about how like numbers and ratings are up because mainly girls watch hockey and sports, I guess, as a whole, athletes.
The joke was for Tyler Seguin. It was before this came yesterday on TNT. He did make a joke like, oh, half these views are because ladies love Seguin. And I was like, I literally heard it and I was like, huh, that's funny. Great. Moved on. I'll be real honest with you. I totally laughed at it because I was like, I think Seguin's hot, but also I know the player, I know the team. Like
I understand the joke bit. I do. And we know it's Biz. That's his personality. Got it.
Yeah, exactly.
But Avery just told me this and I was like, no, that's literally the entire, like we would be such hypocrites if we excused.
We didn't talk about it.
Biz Nasty for saying something like this. When we go to games and people say this shit to our faces, that like, oh, you're only here because you like the hot athletes. It's like, no, I'm a fan of the game.
No.
Like, okay. And even if I was here for the hot athletes, why do you care?
Yeah.
Why do you care?
How was me at the Ducks game? I was ready to throw hands, but
yeah, even if I
say it in a much harsher, disgusting way, but
even if I do buy a ticket to go to the game, just to watch Tyler Seguin on the ice.
Nobody cares.
That's not your business.
Nobody's
still here. I'm supporting. I literally just gave money to the organization.
Like, they're still getting paid.
They're still getting paid. Like they're still getting a fat paycheck and it's partially thanks to me. I think you're hot. So you should get paid. Like what? Like it literally, let me put this into a male perspective for a second.
I've done that too. Are you kidding me? We've all done it.
We've all done it. And let me tell you, guys are such hypocrites, okay? They are such hypocrites. Because if you guys out there, maybe not all of you, this is such a generalization, but some of you out there, you little smarmy guys, are going to clubs, strip clubs, whatever. Are you just going because you like the athleticism of the pole dancer? No, you are going because it's hot girls and you want to look at hot girls and you're paying them. So get on my level. I'm over it. So anyway,
yeah, I'm over here like, this is joking, obviously. But
I know.
You understand it's joke because like Biz was the first person to ever like share and help promote our podcast, which shout out, we still appreciate
it. I mean, not really promote it. He said, hey, like, good luck with the pod. Like, and that's all cool and dandy and whatnot.
And that's how some people found us, which I was like,
right,
hell yeah, help us. That's awesome. And dude's hilarious. Literally one of the first things he said to me when I told him about it, he was like, dude, isn't it just the fucking best? Like just sitting around talking hockey with the ladies. I was like,
yeah,
you get it. Like, it's so awesome.
But
so
then
it was very much a joke, but
then to turn around, to bring it up. Yeah, if he's going to, you know, promote the pod and wish us luck and all that stuff, as we are quite literally women in sports talking about sports.
Yeah.
Don't turn around and then make the same jokes that we hear all the time and we're sick of. And I'm so sick of the jokes. Like, if another guy, like,
you've already leaned into it.
Oh, I love leaning into it
every time.
I love leaning into it, but also I'll be like, oh, so if you're at the strip club later, I want to know what you think about the girl's pointed toes and the technique. tell me about her ab strength, her core strength. Tell me about it. I want to hear about that. I don't care if you thought she was hot. Don't care. There
was pointed toes that got me.
Yeah. Like, don't.
It's even funnier though, because like you say that, and I'm over here watching a game and a dude has a killer slap shot. I'm like, damn. Like,
right. And that's what I'm saying.
That's oh, so good.
Like, fine. You want to talk, so you want to say, oh, wow, you're only here because they're hot athletes. Yeah, sure. All right. Don't go to the strip club then. Don't do it because you're only there because they're hot girls. Like, what? Where is the logic?
So funny.
Like, I'm just saying. It's just, I get that it was a joke, but I would be a hypocrite. I would be a hypocrite if I didn't make that same argument. I understand.
I did laugh at it, but also I've heard it so many times that I'm like, oh, it's Biz, whatever. Like,
I know,
you know, that's why I laughed at it.
But like, how is he getting a pass? Because
Tyler Seguin is obviously very hot. So that's why it was also really funny. Because
is he getting a pass because he's Biz and he made the joke? Is that like that?
No, that's not why. It's because one, it was actually really funny and Tyler Seguin is hot. That's why I was like, oh, wait, that is kind of funny.
See, because like,
I would go to a game because Tyler Seguin's hot.
We've just heard the joke before that I'm like, okay, that was no different than any other guy saying it.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
it's definitely been said to us in person in a much harsher, disgusting manner.
But even then, like, I feel like it's been said the same way. Yeah.
That's why I made the like difference there.
But. And I will say, Avery told me, you told me about this because there was another girl who made a video like saying how like disgusting,
and, like, pissed off and yelling.
Yeah. And she was like, genuinely pissed. And like, granted, I'm not genuinely pissed. Like, it's Biz. I know he's kidding, but at the same time, like, I kind of understand where that girl's coming from.
A way where it was not a joke.
Yeah. That's
where it comes from. Because Biz was joking. People do it to us and it's not a joke.
And that, but see, that's where I have an issue, because guys see Biz, or maybe not just guys, even girls too, see Biz joking about that. And then they go to games and they make the same joke, but they don't have the humor. They don't have the comedic humor, timing. They just say it in a more harsh, blunt way. Yeah. They think they're joking, but they actually say it offensively. It's just a cycle. They see someone who's cool saying it and getting laughs, and then they say it and it hurts. Like,
it doesn't hit,
and it's actually disgusting.
Yeah.
So it's just a vicious cycle that is like, hey, maybe we just like let people enjoy things, and if they enjoy it because they like looking at pretty people, boohoo. And like, if not, boohoo.
We all know why I brought up James Neal today. Obviously, he's hot.
Yeah. Like, we all know why I started watching Matt Barzell.
We're not.
He's blind. Hot.
We're not blind.
We are not blind. Cody Glass is cute.
Know our shit.
Like, yeah.
Bring it up to Bucci. We know our shit. That's like my favorite fucking thing to pull out when people question me now. I got questioned at an open skate for a work thing last weekend. Was it last weekend? It was last weekend.
Yeah.
And some dude in a Maple Leafs jersey, of course, started going on.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Aaron. We love you. I'm sorry, but this
guy sucks. Hi, Aaron Logan.
Love you, Aaron. This guy sucked. So, but he starts going on about asking about the pod. I'm like, oh, really? So what do you talk about? And what about this? And do you ever say anything nice about the Leafs? I was like, rarely.
Please, no.
I was like, dude, if they do something good, then I'll mention it. And he was like,
yeah.
So you really don't talk about anything then? It's not news if it's already happened. And I was like, are you shitting me? Shut up. You haven't fucking had since you were alive. Like, shut up.
People.
Damn. I was like, you haven't made it out of the first round. Like, there's no player that has. And he was like, but what about Chara? I was like, he just fucking retired. There's no active players. And he was like, oh damn. And I was like, yeah. So shut the fuck up.
So I know, back off.
It was literally, and I was like skating too. And he was following me. I was like, do I need to kick you? Like, what is this? Leave me alone. Like, it's stuff like that. That is done in such a harsh fucking way, in such a disgusting way.
Like I said, they see someone cool saying funny things that are actually funny, that are actually jokes.
Yeah.
And then they try to
do it themselves, and it doesn't land, and it's really gross and it's really disgusting.
Didn't read, my guy. Didn't read. And actually now I think you're a misogynist.
Literally. And then he started hitting on my friend and I was like, ooh, we're done.
Yeah. To do that and then turn around and start hitting on some, I'm like, no. I just think
flop behavior.
That is the flop behavior of this week. Because Biz should know better. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not saying he's the smartest dude.
But he should know better. He's someone that people look up to, and he should be an example of accepting people into the sport. And maybe us as girls shouldn't be so quick to say oh my God, that's so rude, blah, blah, blah. Or I actually know shit. Maybe we shouldn't be so quick to say that stuff. I don't know. But once the jokes stop, then I'll stop.
That's true. It's sometimes I really am quick to defend it, but they're so quick. Literally, it's that Ducks game all over again. Cause I made a sign with Zegras and he's like, oh, just another bunny with a Zegras sign. And I was like, bitch. Hey, no. But also, why are you so fucking mad?
Cause if someone had said that to me, I'd be like,
not you. You're a grown man. Get over yourself.
If someone said that to me, I'd be like, yeah, I'm out here looking for a sugar daddy and you can't afford it. So goodbye.
Can pay for it. You can't. What's
right.
Done. What a waste.
What that's me sipping my coffee.
I know. I had to drink the water because I got really dehydrated, but it's fine.
That's the hot tea. I do want to apologize for my rant there. Actually, I'm not going to apologize for the content, but
it's just been a whole summer since we have.
I went off there. So
great. It's so fun.
I'm going to drop my mic and say that is all for me.
For this week.
Yeah, for this week. Next week, we'll see. There's always more.
There's always one. No, next week we have another. No, we're not doing the game before the episode, I don't think. So we are going to Golden Knights home opener. That is the 13th. And our episode is the 14th. So I don't think you'll hear about it next week. But
probably not.
We'll talk about other fun shit.
Yeah.
As always.
So yeah, as always, more to come. The season hasn't even started yet. It's just getting started. Which is so exciting.
Last year we started in the middle of the season.
I know, which is kind of strange on our part.
I was depressed. And I was like, let's start a podcast.
Let's do shit. Yeah,
we did.
So on our social media, you'll see us at the game next week. We'll talk about it probably in 2 weeks on the podcast. So be on the lookout for that.
I'm sure there'll be plenty of tea to fill in next week. It's never a dull day.
I'm excited for all the season openers. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
Oh my gosh, and we get to talk about Cody Glass next week.
I know. They play tomorrow. Tomorrow's their first game.
I didn't realize that.
Yes, October 7th and 8th, Predators versus Sharks. Both
time change thing.
I don't.
I need to see.
Coach. I can look it up.
I miss him. I almost got his jersey and then they like dumped it.
I know.
And I was like gonna cry.
I really wanted to get one of his jerseys. Tomorrow, 11 a.m.
Oh, perfect. I get to watch this at work. Amazing.
Yeah. Both days, Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m.
Awesome.
I'm so excited. That's going to be so good.
Awesome.
Time to wake up and watch hockey. So,
do you not wake up before 11?
But, yes, I do. But I'm just saying. Like,
you're already up.
Wake up.
It was make like some 8 breakfast. A.m. That'd be a different story.
Yeah. No. Wake up, make some breakfast, drink some coffee, watch some hockey. Yeah. That's the game plan for tomorrow and Saturday.
It's going to be sick.
It's going to be sick.
Today's
Thursday. So tomorrow and Saturday. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I'm so excited.
Where's the air horn?
Bow, 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 bow. Hey, what are you doing Saturday? We should try and watch together.
I have dog sitting, remember? This is totally unrelated to the podcast. Anyway,
it's still related because we haven't watched hockey together in like ages, it feels like.
I know. But the 13th game opener, or yes. Yeah.
Home opener.
Yeah.
Our season opener is Tuesday in LA. And I was going to try and go, but now I have work stuff.
Yeah. But good stuff. Hockey is back, everybody.
We're about to get a whole lot busier. I'm excited.
Don't forget to follow us on social media and YouTube and all the good stuff. Spotify.
Apple Podcast. We are on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok @the_hockeygirls.
Yes. Give us a follow. We have a lot more content coming soon.
We need to step up our TikTok game though. It's been a minute.
Hey, we are stepping up.
Better than ever.
We've got the ideas. We've got all the video stuff written down. We're just waiting for home opener.
Yeah.
So be on the lookout. We're going to be uploading a lot more on social media and podcasts.
This podcast is not affiliated with any NHL or AHL organization.
Exactly. And go women in sports.
Yes. Love it. Love to see it.
Love to see it. All right. Well, until next time, everybody.
Goodbye. Bye.